I think when I think about ROI focused outcomes, right, one of the things that I always coach my sales teams today, as well as sales teams that I've ran in the past, is we need to really understand our customers and the company objectives that they're trying to achieve, right? If we can tie back our solution to that, we can help that company be very successful. And so when you think about that, most organizations simplify their overall targets, right? They want to drive more revenue. They want to reduce costs. They want to eliminate risks, and they want to increase productivity. In general, most organizations are trying to achieve those four topics, right? And so as you think about a Salesforce-driven implementation and driving ROI back in that, you got to start looking at benchmarks that help you tie back to those goals. So how can I make my selling process more efficient so that I can, one, engage more customers, and two, close more business? Those two things both drive revenue up. How do I help all the extended teams that are helping my sellers be more efficient in the process so that we can drive more productivity and ultimately, hopefully, drive cost out of the business because we can scale without adding as many new headcount, right? And so if you can start with some of those benchmarks as an organization, capture your current state where you're at today, and then as you go through the implementation and as you start to roll this out to your sales team, start to look at where those improvements are coming in. Are you seeing positive improvements? Are you seeing some negative improvements at first, which does happen from time to time because there's an adoption curve that has to kick in? And then look at that information and say, how do I make consistent and continual tweaks to our process and our technology to allow us to hit those goals that we're ultimately setting out in the beginning? So start with benchmarks, consistently look at those changes that you can make to the system, and make sure you know what your end goal and your end target is so that you're making appropriate changes to the platform as you go.